Welcome to Empath, conversations and intentions around meaningful marketing for soulful, sensitive, empathic entrepreneurs. Join me, the feral writer, to talk with truth and texture about creativity from the heart space, marketing with meaning and emotion. This is Empath. Hi guys, and welcome back to Empath. Today I'm talking about a recipe for a simple Instagram grid. When I run my course on Instagram content, one of the things that we often talk about is your nine. That nine grid, when you come onto Instagram, you see someone's name, you see someone's bio, and then you see nine squares in front of you. And we're talking about that nine. The top nine is basically like a magazine introduction about you, sort of what's in this issue, ... It gives an idea of who you are, a flavour of what they're going to find if they follow you or engage with your content. But I find a lot of people are acting on a day-by-day basis. You know, they're putting out quite knee-jerk content. They're not sure what to put out. They're not sure what to say. They're not sure, you know, they're rushing it or cobbling it together last minute. And so I like to have some kind of strategy where when things get busy and things get intense, which they often do as the year goes on and we get busier, instead of dropping the ball on your Instagram content, sometimes it helps to have a really simple nine grid that you can just return to and rinse and repeat. So what I'm going to suggest today is a simple generic set of nine tiles for you to use. And obviously, a lot of this would depend on your business. You know, when we're in Contented, it's very personal. I'm working with each personal individual business. I'm looking at what would work for their audience and their nine. And obviously, feel free to take this and make it your own. However, today I'm just saying it to give you an idea. I'm giving you an idea of nine tiles that you could use, so that you've got a rhythm, so that you've got a pattern, so that if you lose the thread or get busy or drop the ball, you can just come right back. Get back into the nine, you know, keep going. So you're just doing nine, and that might be one a day. So every 9 days you're repeating it, or it might be one every other day. So every 18 days you're repeating it, or it might even be one a week, and it might take you 9 weeks to get through it. Whatever pace you can create content at for you. But when you're creating your content, it's a really good idea to think about regularity and consistency and how often you show up for your audience. So you're thinking, I want to try and aim to create content every 3 days. I want to try to create content every other day. And it sometimes helps to create ahead of time. I find that if you can even create one day before, that's better than creating on the day, because you're not putting pressure on, you're alleviating the pressure. What I like to do and what I recommend my clients do is create their content on a set day. So let's say Monday morning you create content for 1 hour. Monday morning, 9 to 10 or whatever, and you just do as many of your nine as you can for the following week ahead. Then the next Monday, you're working on the nine for the following week ahead, so you're always working a week out. And when I suggest this, sometimes people say, well, what about spontaneity? What about originality? What about coming up with ideas? Well, I've covered that as well, so don't worry. But if you get stuck and you want to write something impulsive, remember, you can add more than your nine. You can slot ones in, slot content in, but also you can keep a bank. So you can write posts as and when they come up and file them in an area where you can use them when you need them. This is the equivalent of people freezing meals. If you're making a chili, cook twice. You know, I'm in a membership for cooking, and this is what my food mentor would say. Cook once, eat twice. That's essentially what you're doing. You're cooking it once, you're eating it twice. So you're creating content that you can use, you can freeze, inverted commas, and use at a later date and cook at a later date. So you can't, you know, you're not going to waste the content. If you create content and it doesn't fit in with your grid, you've got the possibility of putting it in anyway and taking a grid post out and banking the grid post, or freezing the content till you're ready to use it. No content is wasted, and that's really important to remember. So here are my nine InstaGrid posts for you. Firstly, a post on yourself. Yes, I know that introverted, empathic entrepreneurs absolutely hate featuring themselves, but stay with me on this. When you feature yourself, it connects with people at a level that you can't connect without. Once you start creating content that shows yourself, you will be blown away by the results of this, because you're showing up authentically. I'm not asking you to put loads of makeup on and go out there and be on camera. I'm asking you to do you. Just turn up as you are and talk as you do. And show yourself. Now, this can be a video if you feel like you can handle that. You know, that's the gold standard that I'm looking for, would be a video of you talking. But You could also share a picture of you. You could also share a behind the scenes. Well, I've actually got behind the scenes as separate, but you could share that. You could share just your hands working on something if you're really uncomfortable. If you're really uncomfortable, you could share a picture that's not of you, but the content is about you. I mean, there is a correlated proof that if you show your face, you're more likely to get sales. You've got a higher conversion if you show your face. And I can absolutely back this up because every picture of me that I put on pretty much results in an inquiry. And guys, I'm not a model. You know, I'm just a normal woman. But when I'm sharing a picture of me, it's connecting with my audience. They like to see me and I like to see you. And that's how it goes. So post number one is you. Show me you. As you are, tell me something interesting about you. When was the last time you did an introduction post? Tell me something about you. The next one is an offering. In your top nine, I want to know what's on offer. It always astounds me that people are so afraid of selling that they don't show themselves. They don't show up because they're worried they will be too salesy. But they go the other way. And quite often I'm digging through content for ages, like, yeah, I want to buy from you, but I don't know how to buy from you. I don't know where to buy from you. I don't even know what I can buy from you. I just know I want to buy from you. Like, I've often ended up down the rabbit hole of a product brand or an offering brand, and I cannot work out what they offer or how I sign up or where I sign up, and they make it really difficult for me. So make sure every nine, somewhere at least once in your top nine, I can see how to work with you. And also, while I'm on that topic, maybe put together a stories highlight on how I work with you. What do you offer? How do I work with you? You know, what is on offer? Because people don't necessarily know what you do. And so put your offering in on the grid. Talk about what it involves. If you're a product business, show me a product, at least one product every nine, or at least one collection every nine. I want to know how I can buy from you. I want to see how I can work with you. Make it really clear. Don't make me hunt for it. Number three is a testimonial. Some kind words from somebody who has worked with you before, bought from you before, a video maybe, or maybe just some words. But so I know that, you know, what people have to say about you. People that have spoken about me, have spoken about Empress, they say it so much better than I could. I will make it sound beautiful. At the end of the day, guys, I'm a copywriter. But no one's going to say it with as much passion, enthusiasm, and heartfelt, you know, emotion as my Empress members, because they've had their lives changed by being in the membership, and they will sell me better than I ever can because they're just telling their story and speaking their truth. So do not underestimate the power of a testimonial. The next one, number four, is a behind the scenes. Show me what you're working on. If you're a jeweler, show me what's on the bench. If you're a dressmaker, show me what you're working on. Show me a bit of lace. If you are a photographer, show me a sneak peek or a behind the scenes moment or live on the day, you know, of the couple. If you are a copywriter, show me your opening line or just tell me the project you're working on. You know, even if you're in an industry where you can't share, and let's be honest, copywriting is often that. I never like to share my customers' work. There are an awful lot of pictures of me writing on Instagram, but not really telling you anything because I couldn't share my customers' content. I could still share me writing. I could still share my process, my experience of writing, how I create my content. And so you could still see behind the scenes of me. And it's a way to actually get people excited. Whenever I'm launching something new and I do a behind the scenes, it's an exciting thing that people know something is coming. Another thing you should create in your grid is either a value or a key message. So this is a section in your Instagram 9 where you're either sharing something you believe in or something that you want people to know. Your key messages are things that you want people to know about your brand. And that might be that you've been in business 10 years, or it might be that you are a leader in XYZ field, or it might be that you are a disruptive entrepreneur in a sort of traditional industry, or it might be that you are a family business. Or it might be that you have launched a particular innovative product. Whatever it is, it's getting across these key messages that if you've listened to the podcast a while, you will have worked on these in the early episodes. The next one is a portfolio piece or some proof. Show me some proof of what you worked on. Show me the finished piece. I want to see the jewelry you've created. I want to see the bouquet you've put together. I want to see the headpiece you've made. I want to see the shoes that you hand beaded. I want to see the photograph that you took. I want to see the design that you put together for someone's website or someone's brand. I want to see the portfolio of the mother you just photographed. I want to see something you've created, and I want to see the finished product so that I know, you know, what you've actually made at the end of the day, what I'm buying into, what the finished product or offering looks like. The next idea for an Instagram grid post is to give gold. So give away your expertise, your knowledge, give value to your customers, link to your content, any of these. So you could link to a blog post you've done, you could link to a podcast episode you've done. Like every time I link to a podcast episode on my Instagram, that is me giving gold away. It's me reminding people that I have a podcast, and it's me saying this week I'm talking about what to put on your Instagram grid. That'll be interesting to some people who need to know this information. So this is gold. There are other people who will watch my Instagram videos, and I'll be giving video content on, you know, tips for marketing and content advice. People will be interested in that. That's gold. You know, what can you share that it adds value to your customer, that gives them information or knowledge or expertise or helps them in some way or alleviates a problem for them in some way? That is your gold. You're enhancing their life. Next up is actually something to do with your personality. So that could be your personality or your brand personality. But I want to see something that evokes the essence of you, that shows me the essence of you. And it doesn't always have to be something really obvious. So for me, I'm very disruptive in my industry. I'm known for it. I'm the feral writer at the end of the day, not the friendly writer. Don't get me wrong, I'm pretty friendly. But, you know, in my career, I'm pretty feral. And that's how I'm known. I'm known for being the one that will call you out and say, this is how we're going to change things. So to show that off and to show that as my distinctive line, you'll quite often find me talking about things that are go against the grain. Things that are, you know, I'm advocating for authenticity. I do things a different way in a world that's very soft and sugary sweet, in the world of copywriting, where there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. I want to cut through that with a knife and basically say, it's not real. Look at what's real at the center and do things differently. And that voice and that texture and that disruptive quality, it shows my personality. Likewise, I'm incredibly poetic. I love to write poetry. I love to create poetry. I think very poetically. I know how to sort of be inspired by sort of the energy, the universe, and I bring that into my work. So quite often you'll find me writing poetry or sharing poetry or being inspired by poetry as part of that. I'm very funny. I'm fun. And I put some of that in as well. I've got a bit of a cheeky side. So, I mean, I'm sort of a part feral and a part funny. And that's a very unusual mix. So you'll see my personality coming through all the time. The different sides of it, the different elements of it. You know, like I always say, you know, I like Metallica, but I also like McFly. It's that 360 degree dimension. You know, I've recently been working for a skincare brand. She's a member in Empress, and she actually won a page of copy from me for a competition that I ran. And when I wrote her about page, I was literally thinking about all the other people in the industry and how they all sound and what sets her apart and what I know about her. And I'm not even really looking at what she's telling me because, you know, your customers will tell you one thing, but they don't know what they want. They don't know what they need. They think they do, but they don't really know how to tap into the essence of themselves. And for me, I've been watching her in the membership for a really long time. I've got to know her. I've got to know her curves and I've got to know her edges. And it's her edges that I'm particularly interested in because I think that's what defines her. That's what makes her distinctive and memorable. And I thought about how she looks to the members rather than how she looks to the outside. She might look one way on Instagram and on her website, but we get a closer look at her. And I wanted to show that off because she's such an advocate. She's such a wise woman. She has such a powerful crone energy. And I wanted to encapsulate that and, you know, convey it to her audience. And it's that element of personality. Who are you really and how can you show it? And it doesn't have to be a deep, thoughtful, profound piece. You know, people always think to show your personality, you've got to go to the depths and go to the underworld and, you know, draw it out of the soil. And it's not always like that. Quite often you'll see on my Instagram, I'll just put a picture of the ocean. That tells you so much about my brand ethos, so much about my personality, so much about who I am and what myself and my brand represents. And I didn't need to say anything. The picture or the video or whatever it is says it all for me. And then the last topic for the grid is actually the wild card. I don't want to constrain you. I don't want to restrain you. I don't want to put you in a box, pun intended. I want you to feel free to create content that is authentic to you and is inspired in the moment. So each nine, you have a wild card to play with. And maybe you move that around and you put the wild card in earlier in the week and put the pre-planned content later in the week, or maybe you decide to go rogue and do nine wild cards. But the reason that I recommend you've got a nine and you don't do nine wild cards is because although that's wonderful, most people aren't copywriters, and most people, even copywriters, aren't always the most strategic. Remember, your nine supports a bigger vision. It's not just about I'm not there to create pretty content and to get likes. I'm there to reach certain goals in my content. You know, and that's what your content should be thought through. It should be considered so that it supports your brand. I could, for instance, give you 20 copywriting tips all over the place tomorrow, and then I'll get people saying, could you do my copywriting? And I'm going to say no, because I don't offer copywriting anymore. So that's not very strategic of me. So it's thinking about how I want to be perceived, how I want to be positioned, how I want to be placed, and what my purpose is and what my plan is and how this fits in as part of the bigger picture. So by all means, go wild. If you see something happening, you're inspired by it. You know, I ended up having a conversation with someone this week and I felt really inspired by that and was like, do you know what? I'm saying no to this. I'm saying no to negativity. I want to do things differently. I'm going to do No Negativity April. And that's now become a piece of content. That was an absolute wild card piece. I had a shower. I came out of the shower. I wrote the post and I posted it as a commitment to this path. It wasn't planned. It was completely rogue, completely off my grid plan. But I think the odd thing like that really adds spice and flavor and authenticity, and it's amazing. But in the scheme of things, that doesn't take me closer to my strategy. So you can't do it all the time. But when you do it, it really sort of keeps things fresh, keeps things sort of spiced up. And maybe you want to do two or three wildcards rather than the one. And that's absolutely fine as well. It's completely up to you. At the end of the day, your grid is there to support you, to support your strategy. But when things get busy, when you get successful and the ball starts rolling and things are going well, in my experience, the first thing people drop is their Instagram content. They drop their marketing and they drop their content marketing because they don't have time to think about content, plan content, create content, usually on the hop between appointments, sessions, making, keeping up with orders, etc. So I'm saying this so you've got something to keep you tethered. So you are keeping one eye on your strategy at all times. Here is a 9 simple grid posts that you can just rinse and repeat and come back to. When you're busy, when you're tired, when you cannot create or come up with new ideas, just keep these 9 ticking over and it will stand you in good stead. A reminder of what they are. A post on you. An offering. A testimonial. A behind the scenes. A value or key message. A portfolio piece to prove what you do. A link to your content or an expert piece or some gold. Your personality and a wild card for good measure. I hope you enjoyed this, guys. I hope this helps you somewhat. And remember, you can make your grid absolutely personal. In Contented, we do a 9-9-9, where in the end, they end up with 3 versions of this 9. So they've got a lot of variety. But really, keep it simple, because this is a recipe for a simple Instagram grid to keep you touching base with your audience and keep that content regular, because regularity and consistency are key. And you can get on with things and not give it too much headspace, but still get good content out there that gets you good results and builds a relationship and connection with your audience. We finish every single episode with an invitation to set an intention. And today I'd like you to do that. I'd like you to plan out your 9 grid. And if you're happy to go with the 9 I've suggested, why don't you use this time to create your first 9? To take an hour and create your first 9 based on this, to say, what can I say about myself? What offering can I promote? What testimonial can I use? Or can I go find some testimonials? What behind the scenes can I do? What value or key message? What could I show up as a portfolio piece? What can I share to show my expertise and really add value to my customers? And how can I show who I truly am? And then you can leave the wild card for when you get it going. I hope you enjoy this, guys. I would love to hear your feedback on the episode. You can find me on Instagram at TheFerralWriter. And remember, whatever you do, all you've got to be is true. Thank you for listening to Empath, the podcast for meaningful marketing for soulful creatives. If you want more from me, head to my website, jesscollins.co.uk, and check out my membership community, Empress, where you will find a community of heart-centered creatives, the Empress Practice, my signature 7 chapters of soulful marketing, and weekly live sessions, from soul goal setting to journaling and personal access to me. The doors are currently open. Be sure to message me on Instagram at TheFerralWriter to let me know how you found this episode. Take care, and I'll be back next week.